I'm excited to introduce you to Bloom, an audio erotica platform with over 1,000 stories, guides, and audiobooks. If you like the content here, you'll love this platform. They have something for literally every mood. They put an emphasis on consent, ethical sex, and aftercare in all of their stories. Creating an account is free. Just visit bloomstories.com and sign up. If you want to upgrade your subscription, use promo code GIRLONTHENET to save up to 70%.
This is Save All Your Spunk For Me. This was actually requested in the comments. Somebody asked me if I was going to turn this one into audio porn, and it actually hadn't made my list of things I was going to record, because in my head, this piece is quite a discursive one rather than a horny one. But when they popped up asking if it was going to become audio porn, I realised as I was reading through it, like, oh yeah, some people do find this kind of talk incredibly horny. So that's why I'm recording this. If you see anything else on the site that isn't yet recorded as audio, but which you think is hot and might be worth a wank, please do feel free to leave it in the comments. Patreons get to choose each month which pieces I record as audio. I usually give a selection of about 4 or 5. So if you want to join me on Patreon, patreon.com/girlonthenet, you can vote for which stories get turned into audio next. Or if you want to just leave a comment, then I will see if I can include your pieces in the next Patreon vote. Me. It was so fucking hot yesterday when I edged and teased you for ages. Do you have a massive load of spunk to dump inside me today? Him. Sheepishly. I had a wank. Me. Oh, okay. No worries. Him. Sure. Me. Yes, of course. Of course, that's totally fine. No worries at all. My brain. You are a really terrible liar. Spunk is really sexy. An unusually massive load of spunk is proportionately even sexier. Whether you're coming on my tits, my ass, my stomach, or inside me, the larger the load you splatter, the hotter it will be. Same is true of force as it is for quantity. Give me loads of spunk, shot with power, right into my eager little face. Not everyone's going to feel the same way about jeers as I do, but as someone who frequently fantasises about wallowing in huge quantities of spunk, it would be odd if I didn't accept this as a simple fact of my own sexuality. I like big loads of spunk. The more of it there is, the better. As a jizz enthusiast, one of the things I get most excited by is the fuck that comes after a really long period of build-up. Perhaps after a couple of hours of teasing and edging someone, or a whole day of hanging around the house and casually fucking when the mood takes us, but never quite letting him make it to completion. It's not just for the faces he makes, although that please, please, please let me put it in you look, it gives me the cunt shivers like nothing else. It's not necessarily the fact that his erection by the end of the day will be red and hard and sore he's so desperate to come. It's partly because I know that when we finally do fuck, there'll be much more spunk than usual. And part of the unspoken deal is that I get to choose where his jizz goes. In my cunt, maybe. Nice and deep so I can feel it pumping really thickly into me. Then afterwards get that delicious sensation of it slipping out between my lips and dripping down the back of my thighs when he pulls out. Perhaps on my tits, so I can rub my hands in it and smear it over as much of my body as possible. In the crack of my ass, maybe, where again, the sheer volume of it pumping directly onto my skin and dripping down me makes me want to lube myself up with it and get ready for a second go. In my ass itself, oh, when he'll pull out of my cunt at the end of a shag and press just the tip against me, then moan, good girl, as he spits jizz inside like it's just the most convenient place in which to dispose of it. And, oh, so many more options. Problem is, of course, that I'm not always around to reap my spunky reward. Sometimes we build and build, and then I get tired and go to bed, or vice versa. At other times we build and then end up having an argument, which leaves neither of us in the mood for fucking. And occasionally, like this weekend, we spend ages on the build-up and then I have to go out for a whole day. And he spends half the morning edging himself to frustration before finally giving in and letting go. Damn it. All that precious, sexy spunk released somewhere other than onto or into my body, without me being there to even witness it. It's enough to make a girl weep. At the same time, though, this girl knows that any expression of disappointment will probably be a bad thing in the long run, an unfair thing. After all, it is his body. He can do what he likes with it. It's not really my spunk. It's his. He can spaff it wherever and whenever he likes. But that doesn't stop me being a little bit sad when I think of all the plans I had for that giant load of spunk. When I'd fucked and wanked and blown him over and over again in order to work him into the perfect state, brimming full of rich, sexy cum, ready to shoot it onto or into me as I wriggled eagerly under the splattering torrent. So when he looks sheepish about having a wank, I'm torn. Part of me is genuinely gutted that I missed out on what I picture in my head to be a seriously powerful orgasm. But another, better part of me understands that I can't make him feel guilty for wanking. That's a dangerous and miserable path to go down. And it ends with one or both of us developing a weird complex and being unable to talk about masturbation in the open and direct way that we talk about it right now. I need to find a compromise somehow. Something to distract my face from the drooping disappointment that I'm sure is written all over it. I need to find a way to celebrate the fact that he had a lovely and no doubt satisfying wank without sounding like I'm a child throwing a tantrum because I haven't had the treats I've been promised. So I muster a wobbly smile, put one hand on his knee and ask in a plaintive whimper, "Please can you, you know, describe it to me?" My brain: nicely done, Gotten. Very nicely done. If you liked this, you can hear more hot stories read aloud at girlonthenet.com/audioporn. They're free there for everybody, except users in the UK, who I'm afraid I've had to block from it because of a stupid change in the law. Everyone can still access all the audio on Patreon, though. Chip in there to help me make more of it and hear all of the audio to date. Patreon.com/girlonthenet.